Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. 2-year-old Millie worked at it and worked at it. You could see the determination on her face with furrowed brow and pursed lips. Finally, her mom walked over and offered to help. "I do it myself," Millie said with conviction. She was certainly working at it with all her heart. Don't you love the tenacity? Don't you love her "I can" attitude? But I wonder if her mom might have been able to give her an idea of how to get it done a little easier, or provided the support she needed to accomplish her task. How often are we just like little Millie? Do you sometimes find yourself struggling on a problem for days? Do you ever find yourself spending time stewing over the same thing day after day? Has a problem or issue ever woken you up in the middle of the night at a time when problems seem to fill the room? And is it then that finally the light bulb comes on and you find yourself with hands folded in prayer? Does your prayer begin with a heartfelt expression of your need for God's help and an admission that your self-reliance is too often focused on you and what you can do rather than what he can do? If you're like me, that prayer most often begins with a penitential sigh that asks for God's forgiveness. I too often think that I have the answers or the ability to solve everything that comes my way. Too often I neglect turning to him and the word. Too often I rely on myself. It's a challenge to balance leaning on God's guidance and taking action. We don't want to find ourselves sending up a prayer and then sitting passively waiting for God to fix things. But we also don't want to take it all into our own hands and avoid reliance on him. The solution? It's the word. As we continue to be in the word, we are reminded over and over of God's incredible grace for us. We learn of the struggles of others in both the Old and New Testament and God's guidance for them. He loves us so and wants to hear from us. He wants us to always be growing more and more in his grace. He wants us to come to him in prayer and lean on him. Like little Millie, we need to be working at it with all our hearts as we prayerfully lean on him, acknowledging his love, his forgiveness, and his guidance for our path. You can trust in him with all your heart. We pray. Dear Father, I can so easily become overwhelmed by the tasks and challenges before me. Forgive me when I become self-reliant, and help me to continually look to you for guidance and direction. Bless all that I do in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.